All right, we're in Kuf Tzadik Vav. We're up to Sif Gimel. I just would like to share with you a nice remez that I saw. We had learned previously, before Pesach, about a roya b'emtza tashmish. That if it was to happen, that in the middle of tashmish, a woman would see dam. So a man has to be pirish be'aver mace. The instinct would be to pull right out, but the Gemara says since Yitziyasai Hanal or Kibiyasai, you have to be pirish be'aver mace. So there's a remez to this from no less than the Baal HaTurim. Baal HaTurim says if you read the last pasuk of Mitzayra with the first pasuk of Achri Mais, you get the following: Ulaish Asha Yishkav Im Temeya. Okay. So Baal HaTurim has a remnant. Okay, we're up to Sif Gimel. We learned already the Mechaber in Sif Gimel. Sif Aleph and Beis, we learned that in order to begin the Shiva Nekiyim, a woman has to do a maichdachuk and has to obedika, make sure she's tar, and a maichdachuk. And we did not discuss how long the maich is supposed to remain in the guf prior to it being removed. So we did learn that it should be there kol bein hashmashes, the entire bein hashmashes. So Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that when the bedika is mikra din, which is in the rare case that she does a bedika on the first day, we said then a bedika is mikra din. That was sif beis. Rasi amecha bolvad. Then you should be machmir like the Rabbeinu Tam. You should keep the bedika in till 50 minutes. Rav Moshe Shita is that Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes. That Rabbeinu Tam was talking about when they are vada shlosha kechavim nirayim. So that in New York is 50 minutes, 5-0. And therefore, when it's Iker Adid, you should wait the 50 minutes. When Shein Kein, where a normal Meich Dachuk, which is done after 5 days, so that's a Chumrah in the first place, so he says she could be Meikel like the Ben Hashmashis of the Gra, which is 13 and a half minutes, is the Ben Hashmashis of the Gra. That means that the Meich should put him before Shkia and should stay there till after Bein Hashmashes. He says, Mulvad she'ikr kahagra, says besides that the ikr is like the gra, also even if it's a suffik hashakol, something that's a chumra, a person could be meikel. Now it goes without saying that the chassidim who follow Rabbeinu Tam's man will probably say something like Mulvad she'ikr k'Rabbeinu Tam, and they would say maybe that you could put it in by Rabbeinu Tam's Bein Hashmashes. So the Horon Aron Pashtei, whatever the minig any group has in Klal Yisrael is good, and that's the din of the Meich Dachuk. Siv Gimel, we learned the Mechaber, but not the Ramah. So let's just read the Mechaber again. Siv Gimel, B'yayim Shapaska B'lirais U'bidekes Atzma Ka'amor, on the day that she did a proper Bedika and Hefsek Tara and Meich, she should wear a baduk, a chaluk that's baduk, that has no kesem, that's clean. And at night she should wear, she should put sheets, tapidukim iksamin. Now we call this the levisha salavanim, putting on the putting on of the white clothing. And I mentioned last time, the Dover Pella, that the Mechaber doesn't say the word white. He doesn't say a word that the begadim that a woman puts on for Shiva Nekiyim are supposed to be white. The Gemara calls them Yimei Halibun, the days of wearing white. And it, to me, it's a plea that the Mechaber doesn't mention it. The Rambam says, Umini Koshuhu, Kshisha Pesekes Matara, Levanim. So he mentions that she wears white. But it's a bit of a plea that the Mechaber doesn't mention it. It's hard to know. Does the Mechaber mean that there's no din lechatchila, she's supposed to wear white undergarments? I looked at the Chachmas Adam, and the Chachmas Adam when he brings this halacha, initially doesn't mention why either. The Chachma Sada, Miklal Kuf Yud Zayin, Oisches says, Ketza Din Poisekes B'Tahara, what's the din of a Hefzik Tahara? Tirchais Yerichaseha, we're going to learn in a minute, she's supposed to wash herself. V'tilbash Chaluk HaBoduk, Shaloi Yebai Kesem, so it's the same lashon, should be a clean item of clothing that has no kesem. Gam tatsi amitas osad inaki. Davtov dik ha-karim ha-kaste she-edikiyim. So he says the same idea that she's supposed to have clothing and they have to be that they have to be clean.
If they're not white, what are they?
Then he says, one second, v'nir ali avagav shekesavnu le'el she'ishe chayla. Even though the whole month the woman's allowed to wear colored clothing to save herself, that there's a kesem on colored clothing at star. Hainu bimei tahara, so she becheskes tahara. Avo b'shiva nekiyem elu, yu levonim, kidei shem tira oi, she'ei nika b'chaluka. So he says it's a niroli that it's supposed to be white. So this is a weedem up for a pashtus that it has to be white. It's a little, it's interesting that the Chachmazam says it's a niroli. He apparently took note of the fact that the Mechaber just says it should be Naki Miksamin. It's hard to understand. If she's wearing colored and she has a kesem, it's going to be tar anyway. So what's the purpose in it being Naki or not Naki? By Nafkamina. It's going to be tar anyway, so what's the purpose in it? But if you find a kesem on colored, then it doesn't do anything.
Then you could look at the color and the color would be...
But ksamah tar, ksamah drabana, the tar, I think that's
right. But it's not a kesem. If she's going to see something during the Shivanikim, it's going to be common. Because
she's assumed that... Well, without a hargash, it has the ksamim, all the other coolest ksamim apply.
In Shivanikim, it's a kesem.
Yeah.
You see the difference between Chabon and the more. In Chabon, it's talking about sardinim habdukim. That's
usually
his sheets, right? And the
about
the garments on
her. No, he said chaluk about the cloth, the other side of the page. He said cloth.
What?
I agree with you. I'm expressing surprise that that's his lashon. Lamaisa, we wear levanim. It's just a little surprising. You look at the marker of it that says it should be clean begun. The Gemara calls it yemei alibun. The Gemara refers to these days as the days of white. So okay. It's not ma'akiv anyway. The white is not ma'akiv. Of all the parts of the Hefzik Tahara, what's ma'akiv is that she has to have a good bedika before the night. That's the only thing that's ma'akiv. The mulch is not ma'akiv in typical cases, and certainly wearing white is also not a davar ma'akiv in these cases.
Maybe it's all about the cloth. Means it's special. It's white. Maybe.
Yeah. I would agree. I would think the Shulchan Aruch should say so. And the fact that Chochma Sodom brings the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and then says v'nira li that you should be white. Sounds like Mikra Adin, as long as it's Baduk law, it's good enough.
Could it be that standard underwear is usually white?
I think it could be in the time of Chazal. They didn't have as much of a selection. All right, but then again, the Chachma Sadam says, Venir Ali, that it should be white. It sounds like...
Years later, they have to...
It's an interesting thing because in Hilchus Ksamim, Rabbi Kiva Eger even talks about underwear that has little roses on it, you know, the design. He talks about a kesem that's partly on the white, partly on the design. So it's not like I think we think that they didn't have anything, but. Okay. Could be. Well, it seems the differentiation of the Mechaber is that it needs Baduk law, because if she sees a kesem, she shouldn't mix it up with a kesem, an old kesem, a new kesem. So Baduk law that it says in Shulchan Aruch. But more than
that.
Right. They had cloth, yeah, they had. Question is if Stam means that, but okay. Anyway, this is what we do. One of the issues about wearing white is the fact that today we have elastic and the underwear is tied anyway, whether it's necessary to have white sheets. Because on the one hand, the Shulchan Aruch says you need Sadinim Abedukin La. The sheets have to be Bedukim, which mean them on to mean white as well. On the other hand, it's not physically possible for Dam to come on the sheet without having gone through the undergarments. So Lamaisa, we tell people what says in Shulchan Aruch, you should have white sheets. As I state in Shulchan Aruch, that's what we teach. But sometimes it's embarrassing. A woman goes to visit someplace in the middle of the Shiva Nikim, she's embarrassed to take along her own sheet. For some reason, women are embarrassed to be in the middle of the Shiva Nikim. Something I don't think men understand. Maybe some of you do, you're more sensitive than me, but it's like embarrassing to be in the middle of Shiva Nikim, so they don't want to advertise that they have white sheets. So b'makom tzairich, a person could be simech that our undergarments are so tight that on the woman that there's no need to be chayshish that I'll get on the sheet and not get on the undergarments.
The same aura would apply to a chaluk of
undergarments. Yeah, if chaluk means well, if they weren't wearing undergarments, then they would have
We have with the last week. So you wouldn't necessarily.
You would need a nightgown. The same thing with a nightgown, then it wouldn't have to be white. Nothing else. All right, let's see the Ramo. Mina kashahu, kisha isha pesekes betara shetirchatz v'leveshes levan. That she's also supposed to wash herself before putting on the white clothing, before starting the 7 days. Omnam im leirotza rak paneh shomata dai bekach. David? I want to make sure he reads it right. So it's a little unclear the words. It says that a woman should have a rechitza, should wash herself before putting on the levanim, before starting the shiva nikiyim. It's enough im loy rochza rak paneh shomata. It's enough that she washes just around eisim makim. But what does it mean lechatchila? What she's supposed to do? What's the chatchila? Supposed to take a bath? Supposed to take a shower? So here the Chochma Sadim says, L'chatchila tirchitz, his lashon is yirichai seha. She washed the yerech, in other words, the whole lower part of her body. And dai bekach, if she washes just around oisim makim. Now what's the purpose of this washing? So what's the purpose of this washing? We're saying when a woman, before she starts to shiva nikiyim, she should do a rechitza. What's the purpose of this? So, Pashas, I would say, is for her benefit. Lamaisa, if she's going to find Dam later, she's going to have to start the Shiva Nikim all over again. So the way we understand Pashup Shah, it's an Eitz HaTaiva, that a woman should do a Rechitza so that she should get all the Dam out, and when she gets all the Dam out, if there'll be Dam in Shiva Nikim, we'll know it's from the Shiva Nikim. This is before the Hefsek Tara. Before the 7 days, preferably before the Hefsek Tara. Now, however, if you look in the Teres HaShlamim, Teres HaShlamim and the Atzi Levoina say the same thing. Teres HaShlamim, Vav, he explains, Shetirchas v'leveshes levonim atam b'chozeh, du'ulay nislachei kufa chaluka beze kesem. Maybe there's old blood, there's blood that came from a previous seeing. V'timsa b'sech hazayin anikiyin, does ain't toilin. If you're going to find it in the first 3 days of Shiva Nikiyim, we're not telling that it's old. We're not telling anything the first 3 days. Well, if he's there, then b'di'evet, stuff for Shiva Nikiyim, b'lai rechitza levisha klal. B'di'evet, if she did it without washing, v'akach b'dekas chaluka v'gufa, v'lai this is shum kesem, muteris litvol. Then she's mutter, because l'maisa, she didn't mess up. Ak l'chadchila, ein l'shalas ha'minig l'spa Shiva Nikiyim, b'lai rechitza. L'chatchila, you shouldn't be b'shara the minig, and you should make sure to do a rechit. So levishas levanim, and v'lo she'e b'derech k'mo she'e siyam rav. So sorry, here he's saying the Teres Hashem is saying this. Just sounds like it's an eitz ha'tayva, and that's it. In the Atzei Levina, which you have on the side of the page, right next to the Sidrei Tara, he writes v'kosa b'michas Yaakov. I told you b'michas Yaakov is the Teres Hashlamim, the same person. He's saying that there's another chashash. she's washing, we're afraid that she will see dam, and she'll be toilet in old dam. And therefore, it's more than an Eitzah Taiva. Halacha wants you, Dafka, to do a washing, so that if there'll be dam, a woman's going to say, oh, it's old. So we don't want her to make that mistake, so therefore she does this rechitza. Now this rechitza today, when Shkia is in New York, it gets as early as 4:30. For a woman who's working, it's not so simple. It's adequate to take wipes, to take moist wipes. And when a woman goes into a private place to do a hefsek tara, that she wipes around oisei makim, like it says in the Ramah, paneha shomata daibakach, that area around is good enough. If she wants, wash yachaseha as well. The cloud today, we have showers much more available. People tend to shower on a daily basis, or at least on every other day. And certainly women who are bleeding tend to shower regularly. So she still do a rechitza, but the paneh shomata daibakach is something that a person could rely on. So this is the halach. Let's finish the Ramah. Chedayegim vein l'shanayis al-bishasat chak. Begad isha ha'elechas b'derech. If you're stuck, a woman is traveling vein lo begadim. It doesn't mean she has no clothing. It means she has no clean clothing to change into. Tuchalis barzayin akiyim rak shachaluk noki ubadik medam. She's just checked that the chaloy, that the baggage should be clean. And she can cash over the kiyim even without a rechitza and without a changing of clothing. And to buy clothing, she's allowed to start if she needs to.
If somebody's stuck and doesn't have the white clothing, if she wears colors, it'll also be okay.
That's right. If she's stuck, so even if she can't change the clothing, and even if she... But she should check. She should check to make sure the clothing...
Is the clothing has to be baduk.
It has to be baduk, or if she knows where there's a kesem.
Right, yeah.
It might be that baduk doesn't make a difference. Because if it's colored, it's baduk. It's still going to be baduk.
If it's now with hargasha, if it comes with hargasha, it'll be us. I guess it helps for that. Question is, why does colored really help? It seems, Rabbi says a tshuva on this, it seems that it helps, that if it'll be with a hargasha, it'll be mutter. So I have to tell you about Ramesh's tshuva. Ramesh has
with
a... What?
With hargasha, it would be awesome.
With a hargasha, it would be us. The Ramesh has a tshuva in Yeridea Bey's Tshuva Ayin Ches about a woman who's finding Samin without a Hargasha. We mentioned at the outset in Kofei Gimel that Min HaTorah, a woman is only Tameya if she bleeds, and there's some feeling, some Hergish, some feeling from inside the body, either of the Makar opening up or of blood flowing. If it's without a Hargasha, then a Kesem, we said, is a Din Derabbanan. Ramesha talks about a woman who finds ksamim without a hargasha. Naturally, it's problematic. So interestingly, he writes that if she tends to find ksamim without a hargasha during the Shivanakiyam, she can be makel to wear colored. So this, I found hard to understand. Why is she's wearing colored dafka, that if she finds the kesem, she should be tar. The whole takana of wearing levanim, begadim nikiyam, is so she should catch whatever it is. Well, it seems that the reason is because we're afraid of a hargasha with a kesem. Hargasha with a kesem is dam d'oraisa. So it would seem that the concept here is that we have to wear chashu d'oraisa. If a woman knows that her ksamim come without hargasha, then she can be makel to wear tzivayim. It's a chiddush, definitely a chiddush, but that's a Rabbi Shirai, such a kum. There's one more dekuda regarding bedikas in general. There's an issue. Let's say a woman, she bathed, she took a bath, she went swimming. So logically, if there's any dam, the dam would have washed out. Is it okay to do a bedika right after a rechitza? Is it okay to do a bedika? Let's say in the Shivanikiyim or on the Yayim HaVest. A woman has to do a bedika. So there are paiskim quoted here in the Darkei Tshuva, and the Chazainish brings it. Ramesh himself brings it as well in a tshuva. He's not talking about the Shivanikiyim. He's talking in general about Bedikas. So Rabbi Shechelik Bey, Sai Simenayan Aleph, writes that after a woman washed herself, she should wait at least 15 minutes before doing a Bedikah. Because a Bedikah, right after a chitza, what does it show? It doesn't show anything. Apparently, we don't expect a woman to be shefas on a permanent basis. So you need time. So Ramesh is making with 15 minutes. The other place can sound maybe they'd be a little more machmir. What about the moich? What about the hefsektara of the shivanikiyim?
It has to remain in for a certain amount of time anyway, so why would we make a difference?
So if it's a moich, it has to remain in. So what about the bedika without the moich, just the bedika itself?
Well, you said 2 weeks ago, Rabbi, that in case there are certain cases of acceptance, the woman doesn't even have to do a
bedika. A moich, a bedika they always need.
A bedika,
the moich they don't need, but a bedika they always need. But here, you have to remember, this bedika is not like all the other bedikas. Every other time a woman does a bedika, is to be mazik the past. Let's say she does a bedik in Shivanikiyam. She's being binded to say, I did not see previous to this bedika. Right? She does a bedika on Yom HaVest. She expects to get a period. She does a bedika, so now she knows that she did not get a period. Every bedika is to be mazik the past. The Hefsik Tara bedika, a bedika person makes towards the evening, at the beginning of the Shiva Nikiyim, it's not to be mazik the past. She saw in the past. She could have seen all day that day. It's to be mazik for the future. It's to say that now it's stopped, and going forward, she's becheskes tahara. So it's no raya from tshuvas that are written about bedikas, typical bedikas. It's not a raya to this bedika, which has to be mazik for the future. Reminds of any future, it's Mustafa, then any Bedika, as long as we know Mayonos Sosum, that she stopped, that should be good enough. Now, having said that, nevertheless, the Daki Tshuva does bring Paiskim to say to wait between the Rechitza and the Bedika. It depends. If it's not hard, if you have the 15 minutes, so you can do it. It's not always so simple. And certainly, if she's only wiping around the outside of a guf, a woman at work who takes moist wipes and wipes around the outside of the guf, the bedika, there has no effect on the bedika. What's inside would not have washed away, and therefore it's not a problem. It's interesting is that the Daki Tshuva brings from a sefer Vayomer Yitzchak HaSfardi. He says that a woman should not bathe the entire Shiva Nikiyim because she might wash away dam. She shouldn't. No, it's strange, no. Shouldn't bathe the whole Shiva Nikiyim. Ramesha brings in a tshuva. And he says he doesn't understand it. Besides from the practical part of it, what does it mean? Why can't she bathe? She's already becheskes mayana sasum. Nevertheless, if she bathes or if she goes swimming, she should wait the 15 minutes before doing a bedika. Bedika shouldn't be done immediately after.
How that part, if the woman sees the hefsek and it's not good, she could do multiple hefseks, can't she, until she gets a good one?
That's true. That's a right. The fact that she finds dam, she does another one afterwards. It's a right. You don't need 15 minutes, only any minutes. Because she's also cleaning out that area. It's a good right. What? But it's cleaning out the dam. The purpose accomplishes the same purpose. Okay, let's move to Sif Dalit. The Chabad says clothing that are boduk from a kesem. The Shaul is pointing out in the time of Chazal, the women used to have different clothing for Yemei Nidasa. They apparently weren't as sensitive about people knowing. They had different clothing for Yemei Nidasa. The Gemara talks about Huzrika Nida, Eitzel Shechenesea. Right, so Mishnah Ksubis says, if a woman is Huzrika Nida, so the question is if she's Nemenis to say that she's not. However, and that was a totally different issue. There, it was simply because women didn't have a lot of clothing. And when women bled heavily, it stained their clothing. So they wouldn't wear their good clothing during the days that they're Tameim. And that's where it came from. It became a minig to remind the husband always to have different clothing in certain communities. But it has nothing to do with this idea of the garment being white or not being white. By Sfardim, they teach to wear white clothing in the Shivanikim. The white. Yes, even though the Mechaber doesn't say white. Okay. Yes. All you need b'di'evet is the bedika before the Shiva Nikim, and then during the Shiva Nikim we're going to learn Sifdalin. But to create it during the Shiva Nikim we will learn now in Sifdalin. But to make a hefsik, to go from the 5 to the 7, all that's ma'akev is that you should do a good bedika before nightfall. It's not what being more makel, it's just we accomplished the purpose even right after Rechitza. Yeah. We accomplished the purpose of that Badika even right after Rechitza.
If you made just a Hefsik Tara, then she didn't make a Badika. That would be also okay.
Yeah, what do you mean, a Moich?
Yeah, she did a Moich.
The question is a Moich good without a Badika? The Naida Behuda, the Sidri Tara talk about this issue, if a Moich is good without a Badika. It could be, again, a little to Sifdalit. But the bottom line is that a bedika is supposed to be b'churim v'stalka. It's supposed to include a wiping of the inside the body. A moich, if the moich is done just by inserting it and taking it out, it's really not a bedika. It's not b'churim v'stalka. So then it's not good enough. A bedika that's done b'churim v'stalka is good. Now Rabbi Kiva Eger writes in the tshuva. He says, why do you need to wipe b'churim v'stalka? Why do you need that? We don't care if this old dam. Well, we worried about new dam. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, why do you churim v'stalkim? Sees Masber, that if the bedik, the moich, was put in adequately up the prize dar, high enough that it's keneged the piyamakar, so then you take don't need that the moich is good for a bedika, because then if dam came out, it would have been caught by the moich. He says, we're afraid that if a woman didn't insert the bedika all the way up to the full area, so dam may have come out, and it may run down the side of the prize dar, and then you'll need a wiping in order to catch it. So Rekiv Eger is saying that if you Nachinami, Rekiv Eger says that if the moich was adequately up to be close, usually if the woman gives birth and when she gets older, and the cervix the uterus tends to drop a little bit, and the whole area is bigger, then it's more common that it should be doable. It should be good enough. Okay, Sivdal. B'chol yoy mishiva yemei asvira, svicha liyos beidekas l'chatchila pamayim b'chol yoy. In every day of the 7 days that she counts the shiva nikiyim, she needs how many bedikas? So the Mechaber says, l'chatchila pamayim b'chol yoy, achris shachris, achris samach l'mein hashmashas. In the Gemara, in Masechtas Nida, there are three mandiyamrim. Rabbi Kiva holds you need 2 bedikas a day for 7 days. Rav holds that you need a bedika, just 1 bedika, either the first day or the 7th day. And Rav Chanina holds you need the 1st and the 7th. We'll learn about that. We'll get to. So Rabbi Kiva holds twice a day, 7 days. Rav holds once during the 7 days. And Rav Chanina holds 1 and 7.
Rav is like a Tana.
Yeah. Rabbi Kiva, Rav, Chanina. So Rav says, Allah ki Tana Kama. He says, he holds the Tana Kama, holds 1 or 7. And, his Loshin is, Allah ki Chacham, Allah ki Tana Kama. So, B'chol Yom, Mizayin Yimei Asmir, Tzili, B'dekas, L'chatchila, Pamayim, B'chol Yom, Asher, 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 And the Baragoyla says, "Doloi pligi tanoi ela b'di'evet al chetchila tzricha b'dika kol yom." So this is not really Rebbe Kiva. The homachlokes is b'di'evet. The chetchila you certainly need it. Ve'im loy batka b'chol hashiva ela pamachas. If she did not do a b'dika all 7 days, only 1 day, Loishna Batka B'yam Rishayin Shal Shiva Oibiyam Ashvi. That's interesting. He says the first day or the seventh day. He doesn't say number days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He doesn't say how good. He says the first day or the seventh day. He does bring it, I'm sorry. Or in one of the middle days. Okay, that's a machlokes Rishayim the Amshad in the Gemara. So he's saying any one of the 7 days. Ma'acha Shabbat Kabiyayim Shekaidim Ashvi. If she didn't have siktara, umatza tahira, alula. B'di'eved, we pass like the biggest kula, which is that it's good one of the 7 days. Aval, imloy batka b'chol hazayin, ubiyam eshmini batka matza tahira, ein lo ela yoyim ches bilvad. Now this needs a hesper. Listen to this. The mechaber is paskening in the 7 days, all he needs is a b'dika one day. So if they did a b'dika the seventh day, that's good. If you missed the seventh day, you did a b'dika the eighth day, no good. Why is it no good? Why isn't the eighth day the seventh day of 7 days that start from the second day? What's the hezra in this machaber? He says, b'di'eved w'mekel one or seven. You can do b'dika any one of the days, one through seven. But you did the eighth day, it was the only b'dika, then you're in trouble. Why are you in trouble?
Is there an expiration date on the hefsiktara?
So maybe it's an expiration, but it's not an expiration. Because she doesn't need a new hefsiktara. The eighth day is day one of the next seven. So we'll explain that in a minute. V'yei u'mishalem esalav. V'yei shayimrim shetzar shetivdik v'yem rishayin me'yashiva u'v'yayim ashvi v'ein lahakul. L'maisa, even though the mechaber first brought the shita that holds one or seven is good, we're not makel that way. We paskin that you need one and seven. And she has to do b'dika the first day and the seventh day, like the middle shita. And it says ve'in lahakel. We're not to be makel on something like this. And the Ramah is ha b'dika tia l'or hayayim v'loy l'or haner. The bedika doesn't mean the insertion into our body, but it means checking the bedika cloth has to be by sunlight. V'loy la'or haner, and not by candlelight, which is not as good. U'b'di'evet ma'ani afil la'or haner, only b'di'evet, it's good enough la'or haner. L'chatchila, the bedika is supposed to be by a better light. And the fluorescent lights today, the Paiskim say, is as good as regular light. But be that as it may, what's the bottom line? So it's a little confusing. Lechatchila b'dika twice every day of Shiva Nikiyim. B'di'eved, so the Lashon Shulchan Aruch here is a bit confusing. It says b'di'eved 1 or 7, but ain't lahakul, but don't be makel. Require 1 and 7. So if it says ain't lahakul, so it's a little hard to know why he brought the earlier shita that 1 or 7 is also good. So we have to what? He says a strong lashon. Ain't lahakul. He says a person should not be makel. Okay. Now, how far not to be makel? Look at Pisrei Tshuva Zayin. B'yayim Zayin, ain't lahakul. Ain't Tshuva Sam Seif. It's some kind of kufayin ches or kasab. The b'di'eved shekvar lonsa eitzel bayla yesh lahakul. B'di'eved, if she already went to the mikveh and she was overnight with her husband, then you could be makel. Av kol zeh bebotka bevadai ba'alef oy bezayin. Av amloy botka me'rak be'echa me'em tsoim, yeshlocha shafilu b'di'evet. It's more confusing. He says, he's clear, a woman doesn't go to the mikvah if she was only aleph or zayin. He's only being makel, but b'di'evet she went, and lonsam b'ayla. So it's a dove maguna now to tell her that it wasn't a good tvila. So that's the biggest shasatchak with makel. But even then, we're only makel Aleph and Zayin, but not a middle day. Even though the Shulchan Aruch brought that middle days are also good, that's a machloikis to Balamar with the Melchemes, with the Asagas HaRavid in the back of Masechtas Nida. So he says not to be makel on the Yom HaEmtzai. So that, if a woman does a bedik of 1 or 7, we're not makel. We need 1 and 7 in order to be makel. Now,
but even that one,
the
way the
Bishu
say that, that's only if it's
after
she already went to
Mikvah? Lonsam Baila. What are you asking me if it says it? You see it?
No, I can't say, but even that cool that we're saying over
that's
there.
That's what it says, Lonsam Baila.
Right.
Yeah. So Lamaisa, that's the bottom line is you need 1 and 7. Now, the shaila that the Pais can talk about here is whether a bedikas laila is good for the first day of the 7 days. We're saying one bedika a day is good. And one bedika first and seven is good. We won't go to the mikvah, we should have bedika one and seven. Does day one have to be by day? Or is it good enough to do a bedika at night? Let's say she did a bedika by night and not by day. Is that adequate or not? What? After the maich, or if you hold the maich is good for a bedika, if you hold that the maich is good for a bedika b'di'eved, is that adequate for the first day of the seven? So the question of bedikas laila is good is a tumul in the earlier achrayim. There's a taisis in Masechtas Nida that says bedikas laila is no good, that the first day of the seven needs dafka bedikas yayim. In other words, so time has to pass and then you do a bedika. There is a tumul in the achrayim, the simla. I mentioned to you in the past, there's a sefer lechem v'simla, which is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, has a sefer on Hilchas Nida. And the Sidri Tari here in the back are pretty machmir in the sinya. Sidri Tari is machmir, even b'di'eved, that b'dikas laila is not good. Now, the Behudah and Tshuva seems to say it's no good, and he brings a raya. He says, why weren't Chazal seimach on the moich? The moich should count as day one. And b'di'eved, day seven should be good enough because you have one and seven. So he says that a b'dikas laila is not good. On the other hand, so he's, well, the Yehuda apparently holds that it does qualify. And as I mentioned, Rabbi Kivegu says that the maich is far up enough that it does. Now, in Achinami, one could answer that, first of all, the maich is not ma'akiv. Who says we're always talking a din of maich? And secondly, the cases where the maich doesn't qualify. Lamaisa, many achrayim are makel on the bedikas laila. B'di'eved, even the lechem v'simla was machmir. B'di'eved is makel. The Chasei Nish writes that even though it's a taisvus, but since it's not mentioned in the paiskim, nobody says bedikas laila is no good. And fakert, what did the Rama say? Ha bedika tia lar ayayim v'loy lar hader. The bedika should be checked lar ayayim. It sounds like not mukhra. But sounds like he's talking about a night bedika. He's talking about a bedika pashtus by night, where you're going to tell you don't do a lara on there. And therefore, what I do, lemaisa, the shiloh comes up occasionally, that a woman did a bedika by night and not a bedika by day. So we're makel with a tziruf. You have to remember, we have the sheet that one or seven is good. It's good enough one or seven. So she did the bedikas yom rishon balayla. So machlekes apayskim. Well, it can be mitzarif the shita that seven alone is good without one, with the shita that a bedika by night on one is good. So we have it tzarif that you have, maybe you have a one in seven. Even if you don't, maybe a seven alone is adequate, and a person could be makel. Now, what about the fact that there was a bedika on day two or three or four? Is that as good as bedikas yom rishon? So here there's a Dogum Ravava. There's a night Yehuda Zakois on the Shulchan Aruch, the Dogum Ravava. I will, what?
Make sure she does the seven.
You have to make sure she does the seven, right. If she messes up on the seven, it'll be bad. Look in Pisrei Tshuva Vav. He quotes the Dogum Ravava. Pisrei Tshuva Vav. I am a Dogum Ravava Shekosav. Afilu loy batka b'yayim rishin, ubatka b'echa m'yamim ha'mtsoim v'gam b'yayim ha'shvi. Even if she's baidik, let's say, on day 2 and 7 or 3 and 7. Gam ha'smag, the smag is the makar of two bedikas a day. Gam ha'smag ma'idah sha'alula. Smag is the one who says 2 a day. But anyway, he's referring to the smag that you need 1 and 7. Gam ha'smag ma'idah sha'aluva v'vat sha'akapanu l'yayim sha'paska. So the Dogum Ravava says that 1 in 7 is Lav Dafka. Could be 2 in 7, 3 in 7. It doesn't have to be 1 in 7. However, I am Besif right, Chuvas Night Beyuda Tinyana Yaradeus and Makuv Chavches. The Dogum Ravava himself, in his Chuvas Sefer, Kosa Sham, the Dafka Rishon Vishvi Beinan. Avalabotka Derech Moshe Rishon Vishlishi, Loi Mahani. Ve'ena yechayla litval b'shvi. V'makah shuv loy botka arasiri. Ein biyada el asiri. So night Yehuda there says the middle days are no good. So it's a sistira between Dagom Ravava and the night Yehuda. His two svarim. I guess we know the date of each one. We know which one is later. But then he adds, what happens if you have a woman who did, in this example, day three, and day one, three, and then day 10. So 10 is no good, because 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's only one of those 7 days. That's no good. She did 1, 3, and 9. So then he says, ignore day 1, Harry Badikas, give over the test, Nechshav Rishon Mishvi. Vafilu Batka Bishmini, Dainashav Batka Rishon Shlishi Shmini, Tevelas Bishmini La'erev. It's also good enough, even though you don't have a 1 and 7, you have a 1, 3, and 8, which would be like a 1, and then a 1 and a 6. Still she could be Batka, Mitzar Shmini and Marishon. Vafshesh Ben Shmini and Marishon, Yaisim HaYamim, Hashlishi Mitzar Fon Ayin Sham. Mizem Mokhetim Loi Batka, Parishon, Rakbech, and Yamim Tzam Bishvi, Loi Mahani, Dulai Shekasim, Adagum Ravava. We have a stira. In this Dagom Ravava is no such Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Yehuda says it's good enough. 2 and 7 or 3 and 7. And in his notes, in his Tshuva Sefer, he writes, you need 1 and 7. So Lamaisa, it's a Tzarechian, which one? Apparently he changed his mind.
Shouldn't the Noda Yehuda be Machria over the Perish on the Shulchan Aruch? He's answering it. Stop asking Halacha in Tshuva Sefer.
And his notes are Shulchan Aruch.
It's not the Shulchan Aruch. There's
an idea that... There's an argument what to do when you have a stira between the Chuvas Arash and the Rush's the Rush and back of Shulchan Aruch, which happens occasionally. An argument whether we should say the Chuvah is the Iker, because the Chuvah Lamaisa, or whether you should say that the Iker is here. There's a fascinating Chuvah in the Meshiv Dover. The Meshiv Dover was asked the following Shaila. There was a Talmud Chacham who left the Tzava when he died. He doesn't write the name of the Talmud Chacham. Tzava left he left the Tzava that all of his tshuvas should be buried. Nobody should publish his tshuvas. He said things he wrote when he was orangutan in the Sugya, he was learning the Gemara, so that you can rely on. He was orangutan in the Sugya. But tshuvas that he wrote, he wasn't orangutan in the Sugya. No, you have to paskin. So he paskin. But the chidushim that he wrote when he was orangutan in the Sugya should have achra over the tshuvas that he wrote halacha l'maisa. And they asked the nitziv whether they have to listen to his psak. They said bury it. What?
The other way around.
What?
He said the other way around.
The nitziv said, the tzava said bury the tshuvas. Don't rely on the tshuvas. I wasn't in the sugya. Rely better on what I wrote in my chidushim, which I was orangutan. That was his tzava. So bury the tshuvas. So they asked the tziv if they have to listen to the tzava. So it's a very interesting tshuva. The ikar he talks in the tshuva is whether a person's chidushi Torah belong to him. A person's chidushi Torah, they're his. Look, the paper is not his. He's dead. The person dies. There is children's pieces of paper. What about the chidushi? So what does the Gemara say? Gemara says that a person's chidushi Torah are his. The Gemara Dashi. That it's his own Torah. So if it's his, he can leave it tzavah not to publish it. So the tziv writes with the makar that it's only his. He only owns the tevis hanah. He could say who he wants to teach it to. Who he has tevis hanah, but to bury it, that he has no bialus. That's what he writes, and you can give it to people. But then at the end of the tshuva, the tziv writes that the aside that this Talmud Chacham held is also not correct. When a person answers a tshuva halacha l'maisa, he has a special siyata d'shmaya to answer a tshuva halacha l'maisa. And it's even more than when he writes, than when he's orangutan in a sugya.
Rav Moshe is in the sugya. He's writing tshuva. Rav Moshe, in his
tshuvas,
he's in the sugya.
If he was in it, that's some sense. I mean, it certainly was. But anyway, so that's what he writes. He writes that the tshuvas are something maybe more of an ikar than anything else.
I don't understand this, Rambam.
Yeah.
I mean, you explained it. What are we talking about? We're talking about that bedika means the act of what she's doing?
No, the act of bedika means looking at it.
So we're talking about looking at it. So there's no mashmos. You said it's mashba that it has to be something.
No, it seems that night is good. Because he's saying, hold the bedika to Or HaYom. Don't do it to Or HaNer. That could be by day in a dark room. It could be. But also, the pashtus are there.
From the words, there's no mashmos.
What do you mean?
He's just telling, there's a lot of talk in the whole halacha about what she has to do. Then he's telling you an independent idea. When you look at it, make sure it's daylight. There's no mashmos.
Well, what does it mean, b'di'evet? What's the what? B'di'evet mahani lor haner. What does it mean, b'di'evet? B'di'evet, if it's not night, if it's not night, what's b'di'evet? Go outside and look in the sunlight. If it's not night, so it sounds like it's...
She's about to go up to the mikveh, she brings the old thing, this happened 2 days ago, whatever, what's the story?
The seventh night. She's about to go to the mikveh, okay.
All I'm saying is the Ramah has no mashmos on...
Okay,
I hear. Just giving you an independent idea.
Independent idea of how to check, and it's not a mashmos. Well, she saw it at night and she lost it. Okay. Well, you have to remember these bedikas of the 7 days are for the past. So there's a svara could be if Chazal misakin by day. That means you have to make sure you didn't see the whole night. If you do a bedika an hour into the night, so you're only checking 1 hour. If you do a bedika in the morning, you're checking 12 hours. So it could be, if Chazal said it, they said it. They didn't say it. There's no svara that's mechayiv. There's a svara that if they were mechayiv, it's dafka. So this is the thing that really the hechrich is taisus. Taisus says that the first bedika shem nikim should be by day, and it's a beferish of taisus. But Chazanish says we don't pass him from taisus, and we pass him from what it says in halacha. In halacha, it doesn't bring. That it can be such a time. I didn't write the Maramokan of the Chazanish, but that's what Chazanish says.
So what's wrong with doing the bedika at night but checking the clothes by day?
There's nothing wrong with it. Those who argue, there are two issues. One is checking the cloth, that should be by day, for sure. The other argument is, what does it mean, bedika siyam rishon? Does it mean day, or does it mean even at night? That's an independent argument of Or HaNer. I only mentioned that in the language, I believe the Chazanish in his Lashon writes, despite David's protestations, that the Loi Loi HaNer somehow is mashma that you're doing it at night. The Tanya is a good Tanya, there's certainly no hechrich from it, but I think as he says, Taif Devarav in his Lashon, that Shulchan Aruch left it out. Why didn't it say? If it meant to pass on like Taisus.
When does the day begin?
Day begins by Elisha Shachar. For all halachis min HaTorah, day begins alayis hashachar. There's a machlokes when night begins, but day, once it gets a little light out in the Torah, mamash shabbat, everyone holds that alayis hashachar is day. Now I have to tell you, even though we have this newfangled, computerized broadcast of zman, and these manim are all wrong. Not all. The shkia nates is exact.
The time of day
is also wrong. It's good. That's just to make sure you understand. But all the calendars today are not like the Mishnah Brura. All, I mean, almost all. Some calendars, the wide calendar with many, it's funny, as Alois HaShachar, it says, I think, the traditional Alois HaShachar, and then this person's Alois HaShachar. The Alois HaShachar's man, it says in Mishnah Brura, is 72 minutes before sunrise. So that says in Mishnah Brura, a clear psak, no yeshayimrim, nothing. 72 minutes before sunrise. According to this one day, it's Arba Mil, one day, like the Urayim, it's 90 minutes before sunrise. But it's a standard time, always before sunrise. The calendar makers have a chip on their shoulder about this, because they say it can't be, because astronomically, the light depends on the season. The degree, if you take the sun being, let's say, 16 degrees below the horizon, that 16 degrees below the horizon is not always 72 minutes. It's sometimes 50 minutes or 60 minutes. It's different zman. And therefore, they go with 16.1 degrees below the horizon, which is below the horizon on the Yom Tzoi, on the equinox in Eretz Yisrael. But I remember once asking Rebelsky what he holds about the 16.1 degree Shita. He said, what is 16.1 degrees? What does that mean? And by today he knows because it's all over the place. But 10 years ago, this was all new. And it's an avla that all these calendars that are going out, that are printed, electronics, they're all following, I don't know what. I'm sure there's some place that goes this way. But it's not the normal psak. Well, they did it, stab the kasha. Astronomically, it doesn't make sense. So they're saying that 16.1 is the equinox, Yerushalayim. So Mimela, it's always 16.1. There are numerous difficulties with their Zman stimming with Gemara. Stimming with the Gemara. Gemara says Beferish that from Alois to Nates is the same period of time as from Shkia to Tseis Gimel Kechavim. So both are 72 minutes. We can understand. If one is less, the other is less, we can understand. According to them, the morning is shorter, almost always shorter than 72 in places like New York. And the evening is not so short. It's not less than an hour. It just totally doesn't stim. Ramesha goes with 90. Seems Ramesha was machmal like the Urayim. On a fierce day, the MTJ count doesn't go with 16 degrees. But they go with 90 minutes before the MTJ calendar. I don't know why Ramesha held, it's not in the tshuva, but apparently Ramesha held that for fasting you should start 90 minutes before rather than 72 minutes. Talis and Tefillin, they also, because they also go by astronomical facts rather than by standard, by a steady time.
According to Ramesha, by night, 15 minutes, shouldn't it be 15 minutes in the morning?
Well, the Gemara mentions that it's parallel. The Gemara doesn't say it's forever parallel, but there has to be a time that it's parallel. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, they're saying 61 degrees on the equinox is 72 minutes. But in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't take 72 minutes a night to get to Tzeis HaKechavim. Tzeis HaKechavim in Yerushalayim is much quicker than that. Okay, now the Svara of Bedikas and Shiva Nikiyim. So here, the Sidrei Tara explains how it could be that a Bedikah 107 is good, but Bedikah Yom 8, you have to start all over again. So Sidri Tara here is Masber, Ramesha, Nigris Masha, Yeredeya Beis, Tshuva Ayin, is Masber with a little more of an Arichus, the same idea. They say the purpose of the Bedikah is a Kiyum of Visafra Law, of Sviras Shiva Nikiyim. The purpose of the Bedikah is V'safra Allah. She has to count her Shiva Nikiyim. Safra Allah means she has to know that it's Naki. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have to do it all 7 days. To know you're Naki, you have to do it all 7 days. According to Ishman Diyamar, like he holds, it's not 1 in 7. And that's why 1 in 7 would be Dafka. Not 2 in 7, not 3 in 7. 1 in 7 is a Kiyum of V'safra Allah. Or, like Rav Chanina, it's enough the first or the seventh. One or the other is good enough. But the point is, according to Rav, who Paskin's like kind of common, but the idea is a kiyum of Sfirah Shiva Nikiyim. Now, we're going to have to talk about this next week, because there's a big tumma what to do if a woman, like Elena, is unconscious, in a coma, she's... How she counts Shiva Nikiyim. So we'll discuss that. But the Shiva... Shiva Nikiyim of a Zava.
Right.
We're Machmir Durabana, we always require Shiva Nikiyim of a Zava. The Shiva Nikiyim of a Zava, Minatayra, needs a Safra Allah. We're talking about Ladidam. We're always Machmir. It is, because we're Machmir for the Derais of Shiva Nikiyim. Where we pretend that it's a Derais even when it's not. And therefore you need the Safra Allah. Ramesha says this, he has a Gainistic of Teretz to answer a Bach. There's a Bach in Kuf Pei Ches. Listen to the Bach. He brings B'Shem, you know, you bring it B'Shem, different people. He brings B'Shem Noshim Chachamos, wise women. He says, wise women say that if you take a hot bath and subsequently you pilot a clear plita from the body, that was really dumb. And from a hot bath, the redness washes out and it comes out clear, but it's really dam, and you have to be machmir that it's dam. As I state in the Bach, b'shem Rav Zanvil Kayin Tzedek, b'shem Noshim Chachamais, that says such a thing, that so if a woman takes a hat bath, the Shivan Nikiyim, she has a plita of Mara Lava, I don't know if it's clear or white, but that the color somehow washes out of the dam in the guf. I don't know in the veins if it washes out also, but at least in Isamak. So Ramesha brings that, the Taz brings it, his Matzmiya, what kind of Metzias is that? You know, how can Nashim Chachamis make up a Metzias? If we have a Metzias from Chazal, so we accept it. But so there was Matzmiya on the Bach. So Ramesha says the following. He says that the Shivan Nikiyim needs Vesaf for Allah. It has to be that she's counting 7 Yemei Tahara. What happens if she's convinced of a Narishkeit? She's convinced of something. It's really a Narisha thing. It's a silly thing. But she's convinced that the white plita is really dam. So the Bach is saying that's a sort of a Safrala. Lindy Dan, it's not. It's white. It's nothing. If a woman never heard of this thing, and she has a Shiloh, we tell her she's tar. But if she believes, everyone knows, women believe the other Nashim more than their husbands. It's a all the women, the Chadashim, always say that's dam. So then she's convinced it's a son of a Safrala. Ramesha says, Lamaisa, we don't pass night to Bach. But if you have a woman, Bisman Azeh, who's convinced that it's so, he says, they'll take a son of a Safrala. But at any rate, so if she's counting 7 days and doesn't do Bedika, it's not a proper Sfira. And if on day 8, she does a bedika, that's the beginning of a new Shiva Nikiyim.
Day one.
That's how Ramesha is meant. And the Sidri
Tav. Three and nine that we mentioned before is no good.
The question is how that stims with the Pisrei Tshuva. The Pisrei Tshuva says one 3 and 9 fits, because 3 and 9 maybe. But 1, 3, and 8, it doesn't really fit. Because which are you Shiva Nikiyim? You don't have Shiva Nikiyim with a 1 and a 7. So it's hard to understand. Ramesha writes there that all the manners of counting, Chazal mentioned, each one, that's his way of counting. So you can understand, if you only need 2 bedikas every day, that's his way of counting. If you need 1 and 7, that's his way. If you need 1 and 7, that's his way. But the 1, 3, and 8 don't seem to stem. What? 2?
Like Sphere Saimer, counting 2 days.
Sphere Saimer. Yeah, but you know, it's a funny thing. I should point out to you the Shlah. Pisrei Tshuva Dalit is that famous Shlah. The first line of Pisrei Tshuva, Hagoyin HaKadosh Baal HaShlah, B'Dav Kuf Aleph, Hitzrel Shiyah B'Yemei Sviras Nikiyim, Timne V'Chol Yoyim V'Toymer, Hayoyim Yoyim. Yeah? Every day Shiva Nikiyim, say Hayoyim Yoyim, Rishon Shiva Nikiyim, Hayoyim Shemi Shiva Nikiyim, Kedeksiv V'Sofra Allah, exactly the same thing like it says V'Sviras Saimer. Ach, but Shuvas Noid B'Yudah Tinyana, Chay V'Kalav, etc. So we never heard of this idea to be Machmir. I think Rabbi Yehuda writes there a lashon that oyev mitzvahs lo yizba mitzvahs, that the shloah like mitzvahs, he wanted to add another mitzvah, but there's no chiyuv of a safra. There's another nafkamina. On Sfiras HaOmer, let's say you're not sure which day it is. You're not sure. Let's say you're traveling today. You have cell phones; you can find out. But let's say somebody went to stay in a hospital for Shabbos with somebody who's ill, and there's no front people around, and he forgot what night it is. So the Chayra, I would tell him, count twice. Count once, Hayayim is Chamishas Yayim L'Sfira, once Hayayim I would say. So there's an idea that you can't do it. It's in a few of the Achrayim. They ask why we don't do Sfeika the Yayimah by Sfira Sayimah. So they say that's not called counting. You can't count. Today is either day 24 or day 25. You're not counting. Counting is a specific number. See, if you're counting a specific number, you can't do a sveika. That's not called counting. Fine. What about Shiva Nikiyim? Very often you have a woman does a bedika, and she has to ask a shayla to a rav. So she says, you know what? I can't ask the rav right now. I'll do a new hefsek tara. If this is no good, then tomorrow is day number 1. And if this is good, then tomorrow will continue whatever I'm up to in the counting of days. And it's good. No one ever heard that that's not good. So it sounds like by Sfira you have to know which day it is. By Shiva Nikiyim you have to know that you have 7 days that are Naki. That you know first day, second day, fifth day, sixth day. You get mixed up if one day is Shiva Nikiyim, you say today's the sixth day of Shiva Nikiyim, so you're the fifth day, Namaki. The Shiva Nikiyim don't need a 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. It needs 7 days that you know you're Naki. That's what it seems. Yeah.
She does the bedikah on the 8th day, so it counts for the 7 days then. Because
if it's a problem, that's you're right. That's a separate issue. I just need to explain this idea of the Sfeika D'Yayma that I don't think it applies to this. Okay, so we left with two things we have to deal with. One is the Isha Sheyesh La Maka, how a woman who has an injury can that's not Dam Nida, and that's Pisrei Tshuva Hey. We're going to deal with next week, and then also the issue of a woman who's unconscious, how she does the Shibbutim.